Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Strong and healthy families. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I am about to do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation? And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him.
And
they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Strong and healthy families. When you talk about a strong family, you may get the idea that it's a family full of militarization of issues. But that's not what I have in mind. That's why I've added the word healthy to it. Strong and healthy families. The Lord said to Abraham, I know him that he will command his children and his household after him. So, a man has to be strong to lead the family to the things of God. In the end, you will see that the children are going to feel blessed and fulfilled in life. But you have to command them and lead them, so that they can keep the way of the Lord to do what is right, so that God will bring upon the entire family what he has already promised. When you talk about a strong or healthy family, there are issues and things that show. The first thing that shows that a family is strong or healthy is the presence of love. Love must be the foundation, the basis of everything that is done in the family. And this love must be unconditional. You love your children and you love them unconditionally. You love your spouse and you love them unconditionally. Look at John chapter 13, verse 1. Between the parents, the unconditional love must be present. Among the children, unconditional love must be present. Bible says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Jesus loved his own and he loved them to the end. He loved Judas, he loved Peter, he loved all of them, and he loved them to the end. Without love, the family will not do well. And this kind of love is the one that the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Corinthians 4:1
says love is kind.
Also,
love is patient. Love suffers for a long time. Love has self-control. Love has meekness. This kind of love is what must be found in our families. It must be taught by the parents. It must be demonstrated by the parents. Any kind of love that is otherwise must be challenged. Until the people understand what real love for families is all about. When there is no love in a family, Satan will easily run the family down. So love is the greatest of all. The unconditional love of the father of the man we call the prodigal son is a good place to comment on to our families. The father loved his son, and it didn't matter what the son had done. The love or otherwise that the elder brother demonstrated must be challenged, and the right thing must be taught. The older brother, when the younger one came, he was not happy with his brother. We need to teach our families so that no matter what any member does, we are going to love and love to the end. This is the love of God teaching us to demonstrate in our families. The second sign and the second thing we must pursue to build strong families is laughter. The family must be so relaxed that there is joy and gladness there. Let's look at Psalm 126:1-6. There must be laughter in your house. Otherwise, something has gone wrong. He says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. See, families will go through problems and challenges. But God will turn the captivity of the families around. And then he will put laughter into the mouth of the family. May this be the blessing of your family.
Amen.
And our tongue with singing, then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The heathen said, the Lord has done great things for them. Then they agreed by saying, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. May God do great things in your family. Then look at what they just said. They said, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. So it appears that when God gives the family a breakthrough, it appears that there's another challenge lurking around. So they were free from a captivity, but there was something that was lurking in front of them. The psalmist continues. said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Sometimes the children have to be raised in tears. If you sow them in tears, you will reap them with joy. You may pay their school fees in tears. You may raise them up properly with tears. You may deny yourself of many comfortable things so that you can raise them properly with tears. The Bible says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goes forth and weeps, bearing precious seed like children, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Now, someone out, what crazy? Now, was it Isu? Was it?
Never relent in raising your children the right way, no matter the cost. Pay the price. Sow in tears because you will reap in joy. When there is joy in a family, it is because God has given them a breakthrough. When there is joy in the family, it's because the people have called on God for his help. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. When we cast our cares on the Lord and carry our needs and leave them with the Lord, we will come back rejoicing, because the Lord is a present help in time of need. Sometimes your husband is a source of problem to you. Sometimes the wife is a source of problem. And sometimes it's the children who are a source of problem. Bear these precious people up in prayer and leave them in the hands of God. When you fight on your own, you will not accomplish much. But when you leave them in the hands of God, God will do a better fight for you. So bear these precious people, precious seeds, bear them up in prayer and lead them on the altar of the Lord. Those who do that shall doubtless come back again, bringing their sheaves in with joy. The Bible says something about laughter.
It
said laughter does well like medicine. When there is joy in the family, the family is being built against sickness and diseases. So the crackling laughter is going to build the immune system and make the children and the parents as well stronger against sickness and
disease.
You must learn to laugh. Even when things are difficult, you must learn to laugh. There are kinds of laughter. Sometimes you laugh out of joy. Sometimes you laugh out of faith in God. The circumstance will not make you laugh, but your faith in God can turn the captivity, and you begin to sense it in your spirit, and it generates laughter. Let there be joy and laughter in the family. The third thing I want to talk about is loyalty. Genesis chapter 2 verse 24.
Genesis 2:24.
Loyalty is talking about faithfulness and commitment. It builds strong families. It builds healthy families. Let's see what happened to the first family. Said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. When you look at what your father and mother have done for you, and then you find a man or you find a woman and you have to leave your father and mother and cleave to this new person, it shows that you are actually committed to the person. When you look at strong families, they have a strong spousal commitment. In a strong family, the man is very committed to the woman is very committed to the man. And the children see it over time. So it teaches them also to be so committed to their spouses in future. Not only that, it also helps them to be committed to their siblings. Because these children, they do not get to choose who their brothers and sisters are going to be. And so they should believe that the siblings they have been given them by God. And when they so believe, then they can stick to each other with a godly commitment. Now you see that the family is becoming stronger and healthier. They help themselves and they are not pursuing individual goals, if you like. So as these children grow up, let's say you have five children, you have taught them to be committed to each other, they have been helping each other. As they grow up, they will also find spouses and they have to be committed to their spouses. Now when they become committed to their spouses, what happens therefore to their siblings? When the children find wives and husbands, how are they supposed to relate with their siblings? Because the Bible says we should leave our parents. Even our parents, we must leave them. So how are the children supposed to relate with each other now that they have found spouses? So sometimes it becomes a challenge for some families. In some families, they cut themselves off the parents. Because the Bible says, and they read this, that the Bible says, leave your father and mother and cleave to your wife. As you are committed to your spouse, you must keep honoring your mother and father. Because remember that they have sown in tears. And as I'm talking, I just remember a story of an older sibling who was so raised and given a lot of opportunities, and the parents had in mind that if they are not there, they know that he will help the younger ones.
Now, if you can, my bia, oh yeah, abaka ni bi, na 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 leja, wasi bi bia wasi tin, wasi zeme ni na ashanensa. Na mo ya dami yende, when you know ya abaka ninti, na wati tin yenti, echini bi sa wofuni nywa, awofuni ni anamu na owechi.
But then he also got married.
Na dami peyini or worry.
And when he got married, he realized that his commitment, it was realized that his commitment was more towards his family, his wife, and children than towards the younger siblings that the parents were hoping by giving him this great opportunity he'll be able to assist them.
Now our brother me me pay ni worry ma na wo fo adwene fa no wono ambam osane de ozo na hunya ozo ne mbe ozo ne bibia na ozo wono ne busua ne ye na mba na we nye ho no na oje ne nyanam kakrama no ho.
And this thing can easily be repeated by people who don't get the balancing act properly.
Na eyi motu mesi obia na abrabo mo abra ntiti ni mu no wan kira won mo owo da wo ye.
Usually when this happens, the family, the extended family, they tend to have a very bad feeling towards the wife. Particularly,
so the man say me sia on for whom I ye ni tibiara wadwene da ye no mom and na o keke bibu gu nua panyin na so ma on kasa wo.
Yes, they feel that is the wife who is preventing the brother from doing what has to be done.
When you made o ye yi ma ye mie ye paze o ye yiri,
but it may not be the wife at all.
E bi pa no anya ye no.
So I want to say to males who are going to grow up, bear in mind, especially if you are an older one, that there comes a time you must turn backwards and offer a substantial assistance to your siblings who are up and coming.
Na eyi na America che nua no mpenfo wo han de. Se me ya adum na se nyin na eyi adwuma e war ke de hu nua no makakra mo wo no. E botum adan wo chi mbibi wo a na ahwe won so.
And sometimes if the sibling is a younger one,
na se da me inue so ya kakra ba,
they will also, the older ones will also invest in him.
Na ebe wo da da me panyifu so obobo mazina da onye nua kakraba enti mo hia bia wo be ya man.
I remember going to my sister anytime school reopened, going to her and saying, school has reopened, I'm going to school, you have to give me money.
Na okay da me bi wo ho a oya afraba no okọ nu nua no panyifu ho na okẹ cha won da sisi a obobo e school enti onhwe bibi man.
And she would tell me, oh, right now things are not as, I said, look, but you are older and I'm younger, give me something so that I can go. Because when I go, I have to feed myself and all that. I will put pressure. One particular, I will give her pressure. I say, hey. And then she will go to her room and bring me something.
Now, as you know, when you're paying you, you're going to say, yeah. Now, my car, Chanda, but my school, I'm going to be a man, baby, kakra. Na muko school e komanzem na metu mai ma odame ye bia na so otu mu hwe na yino se eh ehe wa dwene papa me nyihwe wo ho so na wa gboma zina akodem na we koyi bibi za
ba. I remember visiting a sister in Tema to give us food to eat.
Na me ka da muko mu nua panyin bi wo Tema ka che na o me hin eziban me
nzi. All this happens and is a form of assistance and commitment, loyalty to ourselves.
Na da me zeme nyina si na obua manokorizi ina hufa ma owe busuema no odezi.
But there comes a time I may also get married, or I got married, I should say.
Na embibi su baba I'm also ma war another ma worry.
Now once I got married, I am committed to my wife and children.
Na ame ma worry mosu mezeme ahunye nyina meze hwameye ina mamba.
And these senior siblings who have helped, they are also raising their children.
Na ye nua no mpanfu ya wo bua he wa bra ye mo from me e won so mo from kakra ma won so wo hwe hon.
And I need to show commitment to their children as well, remembering what was done for me.
Awa da me ke me nua no mpanfu ayamam na mo sume ye bibi zema na mbe na wa wo hon.
Because you may have forgotten, but they have it in mind how I sacrificed to help this guy.
E bia na wo wie fe na so won panfu ndo wo ke ebra wo bra ya was a show.
So I went to this same sister and I said, your children, this extra classes that they are doing, back classes, I want to pay for the man to teach them.
Na me ke che munye panyia opo mi de na man kakra ma wa won classes awoyen e peda musume bem na mutua ma won.
The husband said to me, no, you cannot do that.
No ku ne ke che mna de bi mama akwan me yeda ma.
He said, let me do my job.
O se mama ka se menye ma adwuma
and finish my job.
Na mu wie ma adwuma.
When I am not there and you have to help, you can help.
Se menye ho na botu ma boa boa.
Cuz I don't want these children to have in mind that my father did not take care of me. He had a certain philosophy in life which was a very healthy one.
Now I'm part of that chibi nemba na bakade wo papa ta asimo wanhwe hon.
And I just remembered another story. Let me tell, because I want the sermon to be very practical. You see, one day I had a chat with a sister.
Now so that could be onye nunue bi na wo zunkomo.
This sister mentioned his younger brother's name.
Na dem nyankwi obo nunua bi nizin.
Said, "Hey, Steve."
Oh, Steve.
The things I've done for him.
Nzema ma ya ma Steve.
Today he cannot remember.
In the Steve on Kepo.
Today he cannot remember.
Steve on Ken.
And I happen to know the brother that he was talking about. So I sent him a message. I said, look, your big sister, her mind is on you. Whatever you have to do, do it. She remembers the assistance she offered you when she paid her salary. She says she used to buy provisions for you, for your upkeep. Mm. Remember, she remembers. Mm. Don't think that those things are done for. They have it in mind. So when you grow and you get blessed and you don't remember them, immediately they remember all those things and it brings bad blood within the family.
Now okay, Chair Steve there, share and boy when your pain is a boy, provisions are what I'm out, sicani now as I'm mouth, let them bring a coupon out my wish is ye, but must not there back and a man for the mazi trotroba.
The Bible says in Proverbs 17:17.
Proverbs needs to day sunny him day.
It said a friend laughs at all times and a brother is born for adversity.
Now us there in me.
So if you're a wife or a husband, actually help your spouse to do her commitment to her extended family people. It will be in your interest.
Look
at Isaiah 58:7. God was emphasizing something very important there. This is about a man who was fasting and praying. But things were not working in spite of his prayer and fasting. So God showed Israel that there are hindrances to effective prayer and fasting that you are doing. He taught them that if you do this, your fasting and your prayer will be more effective. Verse 7 is part of what the Lord was telling Israel in Isaiah 58.
Israel
said, is it not to deal your bread to the hungry? And that you bring the poor that are cast out of your house, bring the poor to your house, the poor that is outside of the house. So when you see the naked, that you cover the naked person. And that you don't hide yourself from your own flesh or from your siblings. So God was telling Israel that show loyalty to yourselves. Without loyalty, the family will be divided and it will become weak.
No,
there are some women, when you marry them, they will help you to spoil your relationship with all your siblings and your parents. It's like a spell is cast over you. She has to know everything you are doing for your parents. But she doesn't need to know. Because before she came, your parents were. And she has forgotten that what she is doing, her children will rise up and it will come against her. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running off. So I tell them, look, it is in your interest that you help your husband to help the parents and the younger siblings if he has to. Because otherwise, you will reap what you are sowing.
It will come back to you.
They may not even know, but it's a spiritual thing. You know, when you honor people, people tend to honor you. But when you don't honor people, people will not honor you. Sometimes people will not even know whether you honor. But you see that honor is coming to you because you honor people. Again, it's a spiritual thing. So don't think about now. Think about the future. Because better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.